brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Continual coverage of the ongoing fight against the New World Order Crime Syndicate. I have just returned today from New York, where we had a breakthrough moment, a breakthrough in the movement. It just exponential steps up towards exposing the criminals and blowing the entire conspiracy wide open. Every month now, we are definitely going to win this thing, thanks to the grace of God. We just continue down this path in, through, and beyond. Hugo Chavez is saying U.S. may have orchestrated 9/11. I have massive news reports here, coverage of the events that we had in New York City. We'll be talking more about that. I love this Village Voice caption below a picture of myself and a big crowd bullhorning, and it says, radio host Alex Jones, the Rush Limbaugh, the conspiracy left, photographed by Sarah Ferguson. I mean, come on, that is the biggest joke I've ever heard in my life. They got to put you under those labels. The Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh never comes out of his cave, never comes out of his drug-induced stupor. Or if he does, it's only on the golf course. The guy's not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I'm a freedom lover. I'm a truth teller. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a patriot. But they cannot understand that. They have to keep you in your two little groups and then play us off against each other. Well, that paradigm is shattering. Has been shattered. Dwayne in New York, you were making some points about how they're going to have anti-terror hotlines on the milk cartons and everyone watching each other. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And also I wanted to report that also from this news article that New York State Office of Homeland Security Director James McMahon talked about live and recorded alongside state troopers standing beside him in the store in a video news talking about Operation Safeguard, which you could type into Google and it'll come up for you whenever you get a chance, but which asks businesses around the New York State to look out for suspicious activity. In other words, Mr. Jones, as you and I know, under the Patriot Act, that all crime is considered terrorism, while training the public to report on their neighbors or tattletale squads, reporting on anything suspicious at all, creating the illusion that anybody doing anything suspicious could be, maybe a terrorist right on the spot, will be reported to local authorities or the New York State TIP line for Homeland Security. So everything is becoming suspicious to the people. They're training us, they're domesticating us to become slaves to tattle on anything suspicious or anybody all around us.
No, that's right. And when we get back from break, and I appreciate your call, Dwayne.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. When we get back, I'm going to tell you what happened with the Army Guard, with the troops. I mean, we had a run-in that was unbelievable. We had a military run-in that was crazy. And we've got it all on video. Troops. You're not going to believe what the troops did to us. Again, I'm just thinking about all the things I want to cover today. I've never gotten footage like this. This entire 4 days was insane. I mean, I have troops. You want to see the future. Oh, yeah, Aaron, I know I was telling you to get my bullhorning and the protest and the march up and ready for the web put out for everybody, but get the troops. That's the really important part. And then let's go ahead and get that guy that ran up and grabbed the shirt off the family and was stomping on it and screaming. And I want to show that, too, but we will get that up, maybe even by the end of the show, if not tomorrow. We will find that tape. We will grab that audio. We got to beep it, though. There's so much cussing. Wait until you see this. Wait until you hear this. Things happened while we were in New York that as soon as you think it can't get any more Orwellian, more Twilight Zone, more Outer Limits, more bizarre, it does. And I have seen the future of this country, and it is not good. We've got to turn this around. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Continual coverage of the fifth anniversary of 9/11. I am back in the cockpit, back in the saddle, here in my beloved home of Austin, Texas. So glad to be back with you. It was buoying to my soul, though, to be around all those wonderful New Yorkers and people around the country there, thousands of them exposing how this false flag attack was orchestrated by criminal elements of our own government. I'm going to continue with your calls and a bunch of news. There's so much of it, I'm going to get to it. Before we do that, though, I have never been on a mission. That's what we call these. These are missions, missions of truth, missions to fight the globalist, missions to expose them. And because the globalists are evil, and because what they're doing is bad, and is being done with bad intentions, it always manifests itself. First off, I'll go ahead and tell this story. We had two run-ins. That's not true. Four run-ins. Okay, see, so much happened. And I've had a few hours sleep. I'm dazed here. So much happened while we were there. Now, year-round in New York City, they have regular army, special forces, and National Guard, and occasionally active duty or Marine Corps Reserve, stomping around with M16s, and they're loaded now, by the way. Can't be loaded on the border. Can't be loaded on the border, but you can have loaded weapons on the subways, on the street corners, and all over the city. And so it was, I'm going to tell the worst case first. We had a run-in with NORTHCOM guys, a special forces colonel, but we got footage of that, but I'll get into that later. And by the way, I know my crew's listening to me. I don't want the special forces people in the restaurant. That's not the clip I'm seeing. I want the gang member type troops that were running around in the streets, foaming at the mouth, screaming and cussing. And we're going to try to find this, upload it the next hour. The only thing that will stop us from playing it is I can put it up with all the cussing on the internet because it's real. It's document. You know, it's document. But I can't. There's so much cussing, it'll take the network a while to cut this out. I think you're going to have to cut like four or five F-bombs and S-bombs. Maybe it was something like 9 or 10 of them. It's a whole bunch of them, just screaming, cussing troops. But we're going to try to get that ready for you. So it's about 11:45 on September 11th, right across the street from our hotel. And I'm inside of this restaurant slash bar, and I'm with Corey Rowe and with Jason Burmese's brothers there, and they've got their, you know, there's a few of the other loose change guy there. They've got an expanded crew, a bunch of cameras, and we're in there in the restaurant slash bar, and all of a sudden I look out the window, and I see about 10 U.S. Army soldiers in the new uniforms running around wildly in the street. And I say, get the cameras! And so my guys are leaning up against the wall, totally exhausted. We've been up since, you know, 7 that morning running around the streets. We all smell like, I would imagine, huge hogs, because it was pretty hot out there. And we go running out the door. And we're there right by Times Square, and I'm not kidding. There are people in black T-shirts that say New World Order, because there was a wrestling match that just ended across the street. The troops are all huge fans, but we later learned the next day they're on duty there at Times Square. This is the same unit. They're there running around like idiots, screaming and shouting at people, driving their van up the wrong way, parking it, big blue van, just acting like complete freaks on duty. And so they don't want us to get them on video. So we run out. The cameras aren't even that close to them. We're standing on the sidewalk videotaping police running around with crowds that are running around the streets with limos driving out with, you know, ridiculous professional wrestlers, the people that, you know, have those little stage fake fights. It's so ridiculous. And the troops see that we have cameras. Well, obviously they're on duty, and they're not supposed to be running around doing all of this, grandstanding in their uniforms. So they freak out and run over and start cussing at the cameras, telling us that, you know, get the camera out of their face, we're not allowed to film. Of course, they're running up to the cameras, putting their faces in the cameras. And then they start wildly driving all over the side of the sidewalk with their van. They all pile into it. They're screaming and yelling at, they were, you know, late at night. Now it's midnight. It's gone for about 10 minutes. Now it's September 12th. There's this big truck at a big drugstore offloading stuff. Doesn't matter. The troops run up. This is a free country, and scream for it to move, all because they don't want us to videotape them. This is what our country has turned into, okay? There are no real terrorists. There is no real threat. The threat comes out of Pennsylvania Avenue and the bowels of the intelligence agencies. And this is what it's turned into. Literal gang member type troops running around flashing weird juvenile wrestler slogans, which is really just gang member stuff itself. And mixed into it are people in black T-shirts that say New World Order for the stupid wrestling group. I mean, this is what we've descended into. This is what we have turned into in this country. And on the other side of that, you know, equation, all this is for is so we are prepared and acclimated to the image of troops walking around, telling us what to do, giving us orders with M16s. I mean, they have little police boxes in the subways and on the streets, these little police towers that they crank up from the backs of big trucks. And there it is, troops with machine guns with New York Police Department with machine guns staring at you. And it's there to simply train you. With big screen TVs all over downtown New York, with Fox News reporting, blaring audio that the Al-Qaeda is going to get us and hyping the fear constantly. And then we are in 1984. I guess, by the way, I forgot about this. We were told that Greg Palast was arrested for going to a concentration camp, and I forgot to print that. Will you guys go to gregpalast.com, confirm if that's true. I was told this last night by people who were good sources that said they saw it. I forgot to look at it this morning. Will you guys go to that and find out about it? They said he was violating infrastructure protection by reporting on this facility. But I got to confirm that. So, man, I'm tired. So this is the type of country that we have degenerated into. But again, words cannot describe the wild-eyedness and the stupidity of these troops. And then on the other side of the coin, we go walking into a nice deli about a block from Ground Zero, two blocks from Ground Zero. And we walk in, and the manager is a fan. And he goes, listen, NORTHCOM has meetings here several times a week. It's FEMA troops. They're back there in the back. Just, you can talk to them, but don't be too aggressive since I told you about them. So we go sit down right next to them. There's four of them. One of them's a special forces colonel. The two of the others are military as well. And then there's a woman from FEMA, but they're all with FEMA. One's got a special forces patch. He's a colonel. The others are regular army. They're all in there. And they have this meeting a few days a week about Homeland Security. So I walk over, and I've got the cameras aren't on yet because I wanted to sneak up with them. Well, that's not true. The cameras were on from their seats, and I had a wireless microphone on my lapel. So I walk over, and I told my guys to come over 30 seconds after I started talking, you know, because they clam up immediately. They saw the cameras. And I go, so what's the military doing down here? Are you part of the, you know, part of the memorial? And they go, no, we're here to assist and support FEMA. And I said, oh, NORTHCOM. The guy went, NORTHCOM? The colonel did. And I said, yeah, NORTHCOM. And he goes, you know about NORTHCOM? And I went, yeah, the new military command over the U.S. I was like, what about Posse Comitatus? And they all start getting up real quick to leave. They're getting real mad because, you know, they're secret police, basically. They're suddenly freaked out. You know, they've got one that can see. We sleep, they live. They all start jumping up, and I say, what about the majority of American people being aware of government-sponsored terrorism, being aware of the fact that 9/11 is an inside job? Oh, that the head guy was totally freaked out then. His eyes just raged with anger. The others had gotten up. He bolted up. I followed him out the door. Going, we know about Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. We know about Gulf of Tonkin. We know about Northwoods. We know about it all. And so they just went scurrying away from us down the street. Then there were other cases of troops. Imagine when you go on the subway, there are just troops walking around with M16s, bulging their eyes out at people, walking over, demanding to search bags, just totally randomly. We were late to catch a train, but I saw troops around some good-looking women searching their bags. I mean, this is what it's like to be in bondage. Good-looking women, you're in a lot of trouble. You're going to be shook down by every buck-toothed thug out there. So I witnessed that. But then yesterday we're leaving, and we're late. We're not sure which train to get on in New Jersey. That's where we flew into, cheaper airline tickets, and into Liberty International. What's the big town there in New Jersey that's right across the water? Newark. There we go. Boy. And you only go a few days without sleep. Sorry. Before you start degrading with your quality of memory recall. But we walk up and we say, hello, men. How you doing? Is this the right area of Penn Station to get on the Newark line to the airport? And they said, who are you? What are you doing? We didn't have cameras on them at that time. They were all obsessing us and all paranoidly looking at us. And they do this to everybody. They've been totally brainwashed. They think they're like secret agents in this delusional world. And then all of a sudden they got real nice, and the one little fella who could hardly talk led us into the facility. Yeah, it's true. Greg Palast has been arrested. We'll tell you about that when we get back.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government, prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I had a bunch of people that I know run up to me and tell me that Greg Powell had been arrested and that it was for filming infrastructure. And that clicked. I knew it was credible when I heard that, number one, because one of them is a reporter known to me. And number two, because that's what they arrest you for. Infrastructure protection. Remember when they went to Puffer Belly Toys in St. Helen 3 years ago? Tiny town in next to Mount St. Helens in Oregon, right there on the border. And they went there in St. Helen, and they told her, you're going to be arrested as a terrorist for selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes, Magic Cubes. Remember, we interviewed her, but it was in the AP. And she said, well, wait a minute. And she called the manufacturer, and they said, no, don't call the manufacturer. You're not allowed to tell anyone we've been here. This is Homeland Security. She said, wait a minute. These are everywhere. The patent's up on Rubik's Cube. I'm just a tiny toy store. Why are you here? These are sold at Toys R Us everywhere else. This is a knockoff Rubik's Cube. You know, it's like the generic Rubik's Cube. And they said, listen, we can arrest you right now. Tell anyone, we're going to arrest you. So she is not a coward, and so she goes ahead and calls the media and calls the company that makes it and goes public. But they told her, we'll arrest you. They said, infrastructure protection is terror, is our main job. And anything that hurts infrastructure, anything in business, anything, is punishable by many years in prison. And they threatened her. They made her take the 10 Rubik's Cubes she had off the shelf. By the way, if you just tuned in, this isn't satire. This isn't a joke, okay? This is really happening. And homeless people sleeping on park benches have been charged with terrorism, pot dealers, topless bars. You've heard the drill. It's literally every day I see it, where state legislatures are saying they're going to use the Patriot Act, and where district attorneys are using it. Everything is terror. Well, Greg Palast, ladies and gentlemen, is being charged with terrorism. BBC reporter, London Guardian writer, best-selling author. He wrote this on 9/11. Palast charged with journalism in the first degree. It's true, it's weird, it's nuts. The Department of Homeland Security, after a five-year hunt for Osama, has finally brought charges against Greg Palast. I kid you not, send your cakes with files to the Air America wing at Guantanamo. Though not just yet, Homeland Security has informed me, and they're now searching. We just talked to their office. They're trying to arrest him right now. So that's the part that's wrong. They didn't get him yet. They're trying to find him. They're visiting his home and looking for him. Greg Palast is on the run, folks. We're trying to get him on the air right now. Just talked to his office. It's freedom. Guess what he went and videotaped? A camp. Man. Woo, baby. Yeah, you guys are going to lose, by the way. When you start trying to arrest reporters for showing your camps, it's over for you. Okay, just a little bit of information for you. Though not just yet, Fatherland Securities informed me that television producer Matt Pascarella and I have been charged with unauthorized filming of a critical national security structure in Louisiana. That's right. Where did we tell you the camps are? Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas. On August 22nd, for Link TV and Democracy Now!, I was just on that Link TV show yesterday. Great folks. We videotaped the thousands of Katrina evacuees still held behind a barbed wire in a trailer park encampment 100 miles from New Orleans. And they are prisoners, by the way, in these facilities. You have to get permission to leave and go. It's been a year since the hurricane, and 73,000 POW prisoners of war are still in the aluminum ghetto in the middle of nowhere. Our president, one resident, Pamela Lewis, said it's a prison setup, except there are no home furloughs for these inmates because they are no longer have homes. And when we get back, I'll tell you more about this. He is being charged with the subsection of the Patriot Act as a terrorist, has been charged, and is now basically on the run for videotaping the facility in the United States. That's America. To give a sense of the full flavor and the smell of the place, we wanted to show that the human parking lot with kids and elderly is nearly adjacent to the Exxon oil refinery, the nation's second largest, a chemical belching behemoth. So we filmed it without Big Brother's authorization. Uh-oh, apparently the broadcast of these stinking smokestacks tipped off Osama that if the assassins pose as poor black folk, they can get a cramped airstrip right next to the critical infrastructure asset. So now Matt and I have a criminal complaint lodged against us with the feds. And we'll tell you more about it. And by the way, this FEMA is setting these up as camps.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let me hit some news, and I will go to Charles, Mike, Cindy, Tom, Andrew, and everybody in just a few minutes. Greg Palast has now talked to Detective Frank Pinto of Homeland Security, and he told us, quote, "This is a critical infrastructure," and, quote, "they got nervous about unauthorized filming of their property." Unauthorized filming with this huge FEMA camp right next door to the ExxonMobil facility. So now don't videotape anything like that. But the government's going to put cameras on you and your family and track everything you buy and what you sell and what you do and use the microphones on your computer to listen to you, all mainstream news. But you don't videotape this because you're a BBC reporter and you may be with a terrorist. And here it is. They said that Pallas has been told that it is critical infrastructure and that he is going to be arrested. He is going to be arrested under a provision of the USA Patriot Act as soon as they can. What also makes me nervous, Pallas writes, is that the Bush terror terriers have kindly indicated on the Internet that this unprotected critical infrastructure can be targeted. I mean located at 30 degrees, 90, 11th north latitude, 90 degrees, 11, 39 west longitude. After I asserted and assured Detective Panna Apinto, that's his name, I can swear to you that I am not part of Al-Qaeda. He confirmed that Louisiana is still part of the United States, subject to the First Amendment, and he was therefore required to divulge my accuser. Not surprisingly, it was Exxon Corporation, one of the handful of companies not in love with my investigations. And I want to go to Luke, who's an amazing individual who helped head up the demonstrations, the vigils, the protests, the speeches, the meetings. Immortal Technique was there, everybody. Luke, you did such an incredible job, my friend. I salute you.
Thank you. All the honors, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Luke, I'm going to go to the calls here in a few minutes, but I wanted to get you and the Loose Change Men on a little bit later in the next hour for a few minutes just to give everybody a report on what happened and to give us a snapshot view on what you took away from this weekend and Monday and Tuesday from Ground Zero to the Council on Foreign Relations at Pratt House, the real shadow government. And also, out of the gates, wanted to get your take on Greg Pallas. Now there is an arrest warrant out for him for videotaping the FEMA camp and the ExxonMobil facility in Louisiana.
That's amazing. You want me to start on the weekend?
Yeah, just run down. I mean, whatever you think's important.
I think Monday, the 5th anniversary of 9/11, was definitely a big, huge, pivotal moment, big, huge, pivotal day. I remember as soon as I showed up on the scene, the cops already identified me as the leader. And surprisingly enough, the cops were down on our side. The cops knew what was going on. And the cop, the main captain, kind of took me to the side, and he told me himself, "I know, and I'm on your side." And this gentleman really helped us out during this whole, rally, but this whole gathering at Ground Zero. And it was amazing to see 1,000, 2,000 people wearing these shirts. And it was really a pivotal, amazing day for an Alignment Truth movement. And I think, even though the media didn't cover on this, soon it's going to come on the Internet, and soon people will see how big this day really was.
Well, Luke, obviously national television had a 95% blackout on it, but I couldn't count them all. It's got to be more than 50 newspapers from Australia to the Village Voice in New York to Associated Press did cover what we were doing and did cover it. But you're right. It should have been top TV news. It wasn't.
Yeah, because literally we took over the streets. I mean, we had people everywhere. We took over the streets, especially at 2 o'clock when we started bullhorning Ground Zero. That was amazing. And the captain that was helping us during that throughout the day told me himself the higher-ups were chewing his butt out. The higher-ups were getting on him for helping us out. And the higher-ups really were the ones who got the guys with M16s out there, the guys with the plastic handcuffs, the guys that are snipers on the roofs.
Yeah, that's right. We were out there for 2 hours in front of Ground Zero. The police are nodding, smiling. A few troublemakers tried to come over. They would grab them instantly and get them out of the way so they couldn't disrupt our demonstration. Total difference from 2 years ago. And then all of a sudden, an hour in, here come the New York riot police with MP5s, MP5 machine guns, pointing them in our direction. Here come a bunch of cops with plastic handcuffs, and it was sick.
Yes, that's the Hercules team, the guys with the M16s, those military personnel. They're militarized police. They're the guys who
I personally looked up on the roof and saw the spotters' binoculars, And, of course, we had a lot of former military personnel, a lot of loose change guys that are, you know, the newer team that's, you know, with them are all former vets.
Right.
One of them was a sniper, and he said, look at that. And I looked through the camera and zoomed in, and they had that 308 trained right on my head.
Yes, they certainly did on all of us there. And the higher-ups were really responsible for it because the lower-ranking police officers, the lower captains, the regular lieutenants, they were all smiling, happy, and they took me, Timberwolf took me on the side and said, we're going to help you. We're on your side. We know exactly what's going on. We know this was an inside job.
Listen, Luke, I would say 65 to 70%, as I was trying to count, were coming over saying, thank you, keep it up, keep investigating. It was genuine.
Mm-hmm.
20% or so were neutral, and then about 10% were laughing and giggling or cussing at us.
Yes, there were some very few negative reactions we got, but the crowd of 2,000 people, luckily, you know, remained calm, and we never even reacted to them, and they kind of looked stupid on their part. But the cops were really nice again, and there were few Asian provocateurs, but the police were kind enough to let me deal with them before they did. And we clearly made a message. We're not with the guys who are screaming. We're not with the cycles. We're not where all the crazies are. And the day went off perfectly. I can't wait till the video comes out on the internet of it.
It was amazing, my friend. Luke is 20 years old. Luke, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm just a Brooklyn College student here in New York City. I've been a part of New York 9/11 Truth for 2 years, ever since I was beat up by the police. And ever since that happened, I started really getting involved and concerning myself with, you know, such events as 9/11, police brutality, you know, big government. Ever since then, you know, it took that negative incident to wake me up to what's really going on.
Tell folks how you woke up. That's an interesting story.
I woke up when, on September 13th, 2004, I was beat up by NYPD police officers in broad daylight in Brooklyn, in New York City. And ever since then, I tried to find justice for it, but I had no video recording footage. Lawyers didn't want to help me out. I went to the community review board. They supposedly did a case, and the case found nothing irrelevant, and no one was able to help me out, and I really felt helpless. So instead of feeling helpless, continuing to do that, I started researching it, and it led me to find you. And when I found you, I started looking at the bigger picture of things, and it made me want to be involved, made me want to do something, just fight for what's right, and do the right thing instead of doing stupid stuff.
That's right. To all the young people, you want to rebel, be straight and strong, be a straight arrow, don't let them get you in their system, and
yeah.
That's what we've got to do. It was so incredible, the big rally we had with, what, about 800 people the night before on Sunday night with the Mortal Technique there. I gave a speech, many others gave speeches. It was just amazing.
It was historic. It was really historic bringing you, Mortal Technique, together, the Loose Change guys. It really put a new face on the movement. The movement is not, you know, no more Zionist haters. There's no more plain argument. It's really the youth and the truth. And this is coming out. And I'm at the college right now. And, you know, slowly I'm seeing, you know, more and more people starting to think rebellion is cool, starting to get active, starting to care. And, you know, more people, it's really waking up. People are really waking up. It's just sad because I also am having a little problems at college right now. They're trying to kind of kick me out because I'm having a problem paying my bills. But everything other than that, everything is looking great. It's looking really great.
Luke, we can check out more of your information at New York 9/11 Truth, and I salute you. It was great to go bullhorn Elliot Spitzer's office too, wasn't it?
Elliot Spitzer was amazing. But I think the icing on the cake was the CFR Tuesday. The CFR Tuesday, we spoke right truth to power. We didn't go after the puppets. We went after the real power structure in America, and that's the CFR. And it was amazing speaking truth to power, because that's the real power, not just the regular puppets.
Luke, Godspeed, thank you, and I want to get you up for a full hour in the near future. Take care.
No, thank you.
You bet. We got Greg Palace briefly in the next hour. We also got some of the Loose Change guys coming on that really helped organize a lot of this with Luke joining us. And we are the grassroots. We're taking this country back. We're not going to stop. And it was really exciting to see how many Iraq war vets were there. And they'd pull their shirts off and show me their new meat tags, by the way. They're now forcing them. They tell them, it's not a law, but you better go and get this tattoo. And they tattoo them right there in the barracks with their Social Security number, their name, their info, right on their rib, under their arm. It was amazing. And then to be there with these veterans and to be standing there peacefully, and to have snipers, federal snipers, all over the roofs. Imagine zooming in with a video camera with a, you know, 100 zoom, and you zoom up on a building, and the gun is aimed right at you. You zoom in, and there's the scope aimed right at you. It's like in the movies where you look through your binoculars and you see the guy looking at you with binoculars. I mean, you know, hey, they think, and of course that's meant to scare most people so we won't come out and protest and demonstrate. I wasn't scared at all. It was invigorating to see them march out cops with MP5s and kind of swing them around our direction. It was invigorating to see them aiming guns at me. I loved it. I loved it. I mean, I love life, but if one of them would have accidentally squeezed the trigger and blown my brains all over the pavement, that would probably help us win the war against the New World Order. Because the blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. That shows how scared you are of us and how you're trying to intimidate us. You don't intimidate us. We're coming for you, you murdering trash. You're not going to stop us. I've had guns aimed at me before. Well, about 10 years ago when I protested the Klan up in Waco. I guess that's actually, that was 99. 7 years ago, 8 years ago, you know, I'm there, and Mike Hansen goes, look at that. And I turn, and there's the parking garage downtown by the county courthouse, and the cops have got the sniper rifles aimed directly at me, following me, because I'm there protesting the Klan. It does not scare me, you do not scare me, and I'm not going to stop. Okay? You understand that? I'm not a piece of filth like you. I'm not a coward like you. All right? I'm going to defend this country, period. We know what happened. We know the truth. And already the majority of the police, and I'm telling you, all the firemen are on our side and emergency workers. Oh, that's a whole other thing. I went and interviewed highly decorated. You know the guy that found the flag and gave it to Bush? The Army soldier? The sergeant? I forget what type. He's like a high-level sergeant. He's the guy that went into the rubble and you know, they found the flag, and he's been at the White House and given all these medals. He refused the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Bush last year because he's so angry about all of this, he told us. And he was there, and there were a bunch of people on breathing apparatus, people there with the oxygen tanks because of all the concrete and mercury and asbestos they breathe and weren't given treatment. And to have them being giving speeches and they're coughing up blood while they're on stage, folks. I mean, hold on, excuse me. You know, just, I mean, to see this happening, that's what they think of you. That's how they'll use you for reflected glory, then flush you down the toilet. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in Rhode Island. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, greetings and salutations, fellow soldier boy and frog. I was there at the front lines there, Alex, across the street from where you were bullhardy.
Good, thanks for being there.
Yeah, I really like the fact that they had to waste about 15, 20 minutes checking your permit out before they can let you bullhorn.
That's right. Now, you have free speech zones, so there's only a Constitution, Bill of Rights, and these small little pens, and one of the even higher-ups that we're about to go live, and then an even bigger higher-up pulls up, gets out, guys in suits get out, they try to stop us, and I point out that we had that thing totally authorized, they tried to discredit it, they called ahead, their higher-up said, no, it's real, and then they held us about 15 minutes before we could bullhorn.
Exactly, and the other thing I wanted to talk about, Alex, I went over to the Spitzer office with you, and that belongs to the gentleman that owned the Twin Towers, that building that we went to. His name was right on the side of the building there, in the big plaque. He's
Silverstein Properties.
Yeah, and I couldn't remember that off the top of my head. I'm glad you pointed that out, though. And so, anyways, I left after that point, you know, to head back to Rhode Island, basically. And so when I got into my vehicle, I started flipping through the New York talk stations, and Alex Jones was mentioned on every talk station that I was listening to, and they were all talking about the demonstrations down there and about the truth, and I want you to be very well aware of that. But outside of New York and New York City, basically, there wasn't one word of a protest anywhere in the country.
Absolutely. Please continue.
Well, basically, it's New Yorkers, you know, were really giving it to the people that were that were operating these talk shows, who are basically shills to defer, you know, their comments and to calm them down. And the people that were calling into the talk shows were giving it to them both fouls every time about what the truth really is. And I was, like, really proud you know, those people may not admit it to the marginal. They may have to do their job, but they're calling the talk shows and telling what the truth is concerning 9/11. And so, you know, we accomplished a great deal. It was a true mission accomplished. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. What were the talk show hosts saying in response to all these callers?
Well, you know, one of the major talk shows that I listened to was on the PBS network. And basically, they were nicety-nice people. You know, they don't raise their voice to anything. And they were talking about the New World Order and about how Alex Jones is leading, you know, the revolution against this happening to us and all. And they were, like, in complete shock that somebody would actually stand up against these people, you know, when this the best thing that could possibly happen to us is if they take over.
Really? The show was, the program was acting like this was good.
Yeah, uh-huh. It was good that we're getting taken over by the New World Order.
Unbelievable.
Good work, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. All right, we're going to come back and talk to Mike, Cindy, Tom, Andrew, and many others. Greg Palast will be joining us. There's a ton of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. You'll want to stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police forger, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Just briefly, Matt Connor went up there with us and helped us shoot video. Known Matt for years. In fact, Matt's been coming out to demonstrations and stuff I've been doing since he was a little bitty kid. Matt, you wore your Investigate 9/11 shirt through the TSA checkpoints, and you were telling me during the break that they came up and told you they liked them?
Right. I went through LaGuardia and Lord Bush Intercontinental in Houston, and I had two TSA people in New York tell me they liked my T-shirt. Then I had people at the shoe shining stations going through LaGuardia say, hey, nice T-shirt. I heard that's a good idea, you know, about investigating 9/11. And also about the security, I went through the one most scary airport, LaGuardia, with the cigarette lighter, and the Houston airport with the cigarette lighter. I was hearing comments from in the Houston airport. They come on the intercom, the pre-recorded messages, and it says any comments or jokes about security will result in your arrest.
So it's just total control.
It's ridiculous the amount of fear being played up, you know. But it just shows how inconsistent.
Well, see, Howie, now it's don't take your shampoo, don't take your toothpaste, don't make jokes. That's how they hype up that there's this terror threat, and then everything turns into terror. See, normal things turn into terror.
Well, everything's illegal. That's the definition of a police state. I mean, the one thing that got me the most was the breast milk thing with that's absolutely completely ridiculous.
Yeah, they make women drink it.
Yeah, that's worse than I think the Nazis would have done.
It's all about humiliation and training you to do just out-of-control things. What did you think of everything that happened in New York?
I think we had a major victory on Monday. I don't think anything with this level of organization that was not funded by a, you know, Rob Allen & Co. type PR firm, as with the immigration protest. It was a complete grassroots movement, organized, polite, you know, respectful of the families. I can't say the same for the people that were against us. I was personally spit on. One firefighter, I was filming two police officers we were talking to, and a firefighter, he did the motion across his neck with his finger, and the guy that I had interviewed just right after that said that he had said that all our families' throats should be slit so at least they wouldn't have to die in a plane crash, unlike the people that died on 9/11.
Yeah, so there was a minority there that didn't like us. What percentage would you say didn't like us?
Out of the thousands of people at Ground Zero, I probably only saw maybe five people in total that got in confrontations.
But they always said they wanted to kill us.
Right, right. There was maybe one gentleman there who had an intelligent argument, and then we were discussing the Popular Mechanics piece and the Building 7. I saw P.J. O'Rourke out there who was pushing the government story. I'd seen him on Bill Maher in the hotel in New York on HBO. But he basically, he's a humorist, so I don't put too much faith. He believes that Building 7, that Giuliani took it out with diesel fuel for just to cover up the fact that Giuliani's corrupt. But he believes that jet fuel or that diesel fuel would take out Building 7.
But FEMA says that it didn't.
Right. I said, well, didn't they retract that among the other four reasons why the buildings came down? And he just said, well, he just brought up that, well, you know, this conspiracy. He brought up the argument of conspiracy theories don't work because the government's incompetent.
Yeah, we hear that all the time, but they can shoot a cruise missile through a window.
Right, yeah, they can get your license plate number from a satellite, but they couldn't track planes or, you know, it's completely and totally ridiculous, and anyone with any discernment should see right through it.
Well, I appreciate you talking to us, and thanks for coming out. It was great, my friend.
No problem.
We're going to end this hour, come back, and I'll go right to Cindy and Mike and Tom and everybody else who's patiently holding. Before I do that, I want to see you tonight. Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar, 7 p.m. I'll be giving a speech, showing my new film Terror Storm, then taking questions at the end. And then the final showing is tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. You can go to Infowars.com and link through to Drafthouse.com and get your tickets online via their safe, secure ticketing system. Or you can simply buy some at the door. They hold 20 back. They always hold 20 till the hour before at the door. So if you want to buy them at the door, you can get them now. But when it gets up to being sold out, which is about to happen, they'll hold 20. You can still try to get at the door. But there's a few left right now at Infowars.com via that system. Or you can also call and get the DVD, 888-253-3139, or order via Infowars.com. Stay with us, third hour, straight ahead.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.